Hi, is this Melissa?
This is she. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I was actually on the other line with the neurologist. Is
Okay.
this the law firm?
Pardon?
Is this what who is this?
My name is Jeanette. I'm an intake specialist. My job is to see if you meet the qualifications to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, and then I send over the retainer documents that get you in touch with the attorneys.
Okay, all right, I'm ready. We can
Okay.
go ahead and do that. I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling good. I've been really, really sick.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah, I have a really, really huge knot on the back of my head, but I keep getting those little bumps, and I've been feeling really nauseous today, and
Okay. Got it.
I
Okay.
can't make this up. Like, this is like really horrible when
Yeah.
they kept pushing me off, and then I went to prison for my
Oh.
daughter fighting. So, it wasn't my charge. But while I was there, they didn't take care of my needs.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm so sorry you went through all of that.
I almost was like tempted to just get a real lawyer because I'm really, really sick. Like, you can't make it up. My eyes are black. Like, I'm really going through it.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. I've already Well, I already know I qualified it because the lawyer last year a law firm reached out to me, but I lost track.
Okay. Did you retain them as your attorneys?
No, I did not correspond in retaining anybody.
Okay.
Y'all are the only people that I accepted to
Okay.
speak with.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
Yeah, I don't. Y'all are my only.
Okay, absolutely. And then this claim is on behalf of yourself or a family member?
This is myself.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am, Louisiana.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was of the brain. It was a tumor,
Yeah,
and I
okay.
still have them.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed with a meningioma?
So I started taking them in 2019, and
Okay.
I started feeling sick, but I'm such a don't want to go to the doctor,
Yeah.
But in 2017, I went to Hobbs, New Mexico to work. And with that being said, so I'm going to say February of 2017, around Valentine's Day, I went to a place called Pelican's in Hobbs, New Mexico, and they sent me to a hospital called Covenant. I'm sorry, Covenant, and that's in Hobbs. That's a hospital in Hobbs. It's the place is like,
Yeah, I see it on Lovington Highway.
yeah, actually, that's oh wow, yeah, the.
Okay. Okay. And is that where you were diagnosed?
Yeah, that's where, no, I was diagnosed at Pelican, and then I went over to, that's where they told me to go there, and that's where I seen the doctor.
Okay.
And the doctor that I seen there was Dr. Kavita
Okay.
Calabrona. Hang on one second, please. My son is calling me back to back. Please don't hang
Absolutely.
up. Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. I don't know.
That's
It's
okay.
working.
Okay. So what was the date that you were diagnosed with the meningioma? When did they find it? Was that around Valentine's Day of 2017?
March 17th of 2017.
Okay, March
So,
17th of 2017. Okay.
yeah.
And then what is your date of birth?
March 9th, 1981.
1981. Okay, thank
Yeah,
you.
I even started treatment there while I was working at Tommy Lee, which
Okay.
is yeah, and
Okay.
that was 17, 18, and 19.
Okay. And then, do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo-Provera shot?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm in college and I just stay to myself.
Okay, that's fine. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
It was the actual one, I believe. I mean,
Okay. And it was called Depo-Provera?
yes, it was a Depo-Provera, and originally they said I had post meningioma or meningioma. I can't say
Okay.
it right.
Meningioma.
Meningioma. There you go. I'm having tongue twisters. I've been, but since this has happened to me, for the last couple of years, I've been like feeling very slow, confusion, just a lot of stuff. And I have a big knot in the back of my head, and it has a
Okay.
dip. And this coming the January New Year's, I'm supposed to have a surgery.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. So then were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I was
Oh.
diagnosed with meningioma. Well,
Okay.
I'm not quite sure about the surgery. I'm going to see the neurologist again because I still feel sick. Like I've
Okay.
been sick for almost like 7 years.
Oh, wow, I'll add that in the notes too.
Yeah, like I can
Okay.
send you pictures of my head on the back of the knot and around the
Okay.
knot. I get those sores, like
Wow.
bumps in
Okay.
the thing, you know.
Yeah, let me add that in the notes as well. Can provide photographic evidence. Okay, and
Yeah,
then
a couple with seeing stars and feeling weak and irritable and confusion, and I have emotional problems now and
absolutely. Okay.
I want to say psychiatric problems, kind of like
Okay.
I'm really sensitive, and I guess this is the pain in my hair, in my
Yeah.
head, and I've lost my hair in some spots. Like my hair doesn't grow anymore, and I have bald spots in my head, and that's.
Okay.
That right there just by itself bothers me, you know?
Oh, I'm so sorry you're going through this because of Depo-Provera.
I
Okay.
mean, this isn't no joke. Like, people think this stuff is funny.
No, absolutely
I'm a
not.
43-year-old woman that has
Yeah.
went through a divorce, and I can't even start a new life because I feel like I look ugly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay.
I mean, I almost wanted to get my own lawyer and just be like, they really need to be sued. This is horrible.
Okay.
Not to mention my latest son has a form of learning disability, and I really believe it's because they gave me the Depo-Provera shot, and he was born in 2010, and I got the shot just right, I quit, and then I got back on it. My daughter was born. After she was born, I got back on it. She was born in 2008. My son was born in 2010, and he was born with a speech impediment. He cried a lot. He
Okay.
still right now he is not. He has a learning disability. He cannot remember. Like he has problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So my son needs to be compensated, and I feel like they should be paying for some kind of in-home tutoring. He doesn't like to go to school because he feels embarrassed that he can't read, he can't remember. And I sit
Okay.
with him and I try.
Yeah.
And
Okay.
you know,
Yeah,
oh God, I'm
absolutely.
sorry, I'm crying like a baby.
That's okay. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Longer than that.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections before your diagnosis?
My diagnosis was in 2017. I started using it in 2019.
Okay.
I mean, sorry, I'm sorry,
Wait,
sorry,
what?
2099.
I'm sorry.
1999.
Okay.
See, I'm suffering with confusion too.
That's okay. So you first started taking Depo-Provera in 1999?
Yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, I did
Okay.
it.
Thank
Every
you.
I did it as it was stated, and then
Yep.
at one
Every
time
2 months.
during I was gonna tell you at one time they wanted me to take the Yama birth control and wait like a month before I did it again, and the Yama birth control actually had a recall, and I ended up with some kind of pancreatitis, and
Okay.
I didn't have my gallbladder removed.
Okay. Wow. Okay. You've been
I
through
can't make
quite a
it up. Like I
lot.
got really sick.
Yeah.
And I'm
Okay.
still sick. It's been 7 years and I'm still like,
Okay.
I mean, longer than that, but still.
Absolutely. And so some of these questions are a bit repetitive, so bear with me. The law firm does require that I ask them. Did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year of 2024? Okay. And when did, so I have that you first started taking Depo Provera in 1999. When was,
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. It was in 1998, the end of 1998, and it was through Robert Sargent. I'm sorry. Yeah, Sargent, Dr. Sargent, OBGYN
Okay,
at Memorial, at Medical, sorry, Memorial Medical Baptist.
hold on. Baptist, in what city and state?
That was New Orleans, Louisiana. Hang on, I
Okay.
gotta put my phone on the charger. I hope it don't die.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in 98 was when I started it the first time.
Okay.
And I tried to that's what, so I started it in 98, and then shortly after that, I found out I was pregnant while I was still on the shot. I was still, like, I guess while I was getting it.
Okay.
I had, yeah, it said that I was pregnant, and then that's when all the other stuff started happening, like nausea, feeling dizzy. I passed out at work, bust my head on the cooler,
Oh, wow. Okay.
seeing stars, having these weird feelings inside my butt where they was giving me the shots.
Okay.
I have a permanent indention.
So Dr. Sargent, he was in New Orleans. I see a facility name here, Ochsner Health Baptist Napoleon
Yes,
Medical Plaza.
on, yeah, I actually got the shot on MacArthur Boulevard in Algiers,
Okay.
which is Orleans Parish as well.
Okay, New Orleans Parish.
No, yeah, Orleans, New, yeah, it's called Orleans, O-R, but the town is called Algiers, and it's on MacArthur Boulevard.
Okay. MacArthur. Boulevard. And what was the name of the hospital or the facility? Because I
It's
see,
a it's a it's auction it's a Auctioner Memorial Baptist.
Oh,
No,
okay.
actually, I'm sorry, it's Auctioner now, but then it was Memorial Baptist.
Oh, okay. So Ochsner now. It's Ochsner now.
Yeah, it's Auctioner Hospital now, but then
Okay.
it was Memorial Baptist,
Okay.
and they were located on MacArthur Boulevard
Okay, because I
in
see it.
Algiers.
Okay, Ochsner Health Center, Algiers.
Yeah, if you put MacArthur, like
Yep.
MC, you found, okay.
Well, I see an Ochsner Health Center, but the address is Be Berman
Yes,
Place. That's it.
so it is Berman. So, oh, wait a minute. They moved it then, huh?
Okay.
So the build, they must have moved the building, but the building was off of General Ma, I'm sorry, General de Gaulle,
Okay.
and it's a street that goes off of General de Gaulle onto Berman. No,
Okay.
wait a minute. No, I can't remember the name of
Or
the
is it Coolidge? No.
street. No,
No,
I.
that's in Lafayette, so it wouldn't be
No,
that.
it's not, that's not it. But it's, I mean, if you look up Dr. Sargent, Algiers, Louisiana, it'll tell you. It's on, it's, Algiers is New Orleans. So it's, yeah, it's Algiers, Louisiana, 700, I'm sorry, 70014, I believe.
Yep, I see Sergeant, Dr. William Sargent on
Yes,
MacArthur
William. Oh,
Boulevard.
I said Robert Sargent. I knew it was something like that.
Okay. Yep, I see the address on MacArthur. You're right. It is still there. Okay. And then was Dr. William Sargent, was he, were you administered Depo Provera by a doctor, yourself, or the medical staff?
The medical staff, the nurse practitioner at his office. He had been my doctor since I was 16 years old. He had been my only doctor, and he delivered my two babies then at the time.
Got it. Okay. And so we're kind of skipping around. Let me go back. When was the last time you stopped using Depo-Provera? When was the last year you had an injection?
Okay, so the last year was Savannah was born in 2008. So it was after Savannah 2008. So she's born October. So I want to say November. They gave me 3 weeks, 6 weeks or something like that, because I didn't breastfeed her long. And then I started getting the shots again. And then I found out I was pregnant with my son.
Okay, so would that have been around December of
They.
2008 or two
Yeah,
thousand?
somewhere like that in September, November.
Okay, September and
And
November of 2008.
yes.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I am a American female
Thank you.
born in New Orleans, Louisiana,
Okay, and then
on the
how?
military base.
Okay, and I have your first name spelt Malissa, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your last name Knipp.
My name is actually Melissa Nip Sprinkle,
Okay.
Sprinkle. Everybody laughs at my last name.
Okay. So
That's
is
because
there a
I'm
hyphen?
married. Say again?
Is there a hyphen between Nip and Sprinkle?
No, so my real name is Melissa Gwynn Nip. When I started my shots, that was my name, but I got married.
Okay.
So I changed to Melissa Nip Sprinkle, so they can
Okay.
find all my records under Melissa Gwynn Nip.
Okay, and how do you spell
And
your middle name, Gwyn?
GWEN. Oh
Okay,
my
two,
goodness,
three,
my phone is
four.
about to die. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. Oh, over here. I
Okay.
can't do this.
So GWEN.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and
Yes,
then
ma'am.
Sprinkle is Sprinkle.
KLE, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
Oh man, I hate getting my social out. 439-439-482. Are we sure this is legit? You're not gonna
Yeah.
steal my info?
No, we won't sell your info. I'm going to send over a HIPAA compliant medical record release form for you to fill
Okay.
out, and that's why
Yes,
we need
ma'am.
your social.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is a good email address for you?
JPSO paralegal mnip1@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And then the phone we're speaking on, is it 504-396-8129? 8129.
Yes.
Okay, and is this a cell phone or a landline?
Yes. No, this is my cell phone.
Okay.
My email address is the JPSO paralegal.
Yep.
So it's okay. I'm just making sure. And the number is MNIP1. Can you repeat it back? Let me make sure.
Yep. JPSO paralegal mnip1@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for
I mean,
you?
I don't. I know. Hang on a second. I need a charger real fast. My phone's about to die. And what's a good what, love? I'm sorry.
That's okay. A good mailing address for you?
25. I'm sorry. 2605. If we hang up, please call me back.
Absolutely. I'll call you back
It's
from a 949 number, okay?
okay. It's 2605 Bay Adams. Is that my address? 2605. Yes. 2605 Bay Adams Drive, Marrero, Louisiana, 70072.
Okay. And is there a building number, apartment number? It's just 2605.
It's it's a home.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera roughly?
Oh my God, I can't make it up. A lot from 2000. I'm sorry, from 1999.
Okay.
Actually, the end of 98. Obviously 99. But Isaac was born in October of 99, and I got it. I started to get it before I got pregnant, and then I found out I was pregnant.
Okay. So
So
you started taking it in 1998.
yeah, like the end of 98, and
Okay.
then I found out I was pregnant. And
Okay.
he was born October of 99.
So there's you Typically, it's
I just thought
prescribed every 3 months, so 4 times a year. So if you were taking it from, let's say, 2008 through 1998, that's about 10 years.
I
So.
want to say, let's see, David was born in 2010. My last time in April 2010, my last time getting the shot was roughly, April, was 2007.
Okay.
No, sorry, 2009. I'm tripping. 2009. I'm thinking of Savannah. 2009, roughly around the middle, around 4th of July of 2009,
Okay. Okay.
somewhere like that. And then I found out I was pregnant while I was still getting the shot.
Okay. Well, okay. So then,
That's the second time that that happened to me while I was pregnant. And my
okay.
son has problems now.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So
He
then,
actually sees an autism doctor, Dr.
okay.
Coleman, from
Okay.
Children's Hospital,
Okay.
the Rapid Treatment Program.
Okay. So then that's about 9, 10 years of you taking Depo-Provera. If you were taking it every 3 months, that's about 4 times per year. So would you say that you were injected with Depo-Provera around 40 times in your lifetime, 30 times in your lifetime, 20 times?
I mean, I have problems doing things because of it. Like I'm
What?
reciprocating, so I was gonna write it down so I could tell you exactly. But if
It's
it's for
okay.
hanging on, I can tell you. So it's hard for me. Like I really am having
Absolutely.
like concentration problems and everything. I'm
It's
in
I'm
college
sorry.
now and I'm suffering.
Okay.
Oh
I'm
my
so
God.
sorry. It's okay if you can't recall because your medical records will show. So the attorneys understand that they're just asking for the best of your knowledge. So it's okay if you're off by a couple times.
2001, 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2000, oh, hang on. Oh, shit, I got lost track. 98, no, say 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. So, how am I missing something here? I don't know, I'm doing something wrong. Yeah, about 30, I think.
Okay,
I might have to.
that's fine. We'll just put 30, and then when they pull medical records, they'll find exactly how many
Wait a minute.
times.
That is that's less than that. I'm tripping, because it's 99. Say, so 4 and 4 is 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So about 25, 26 times.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera? Was that Dr.
So
Sargent?
the first time that I got it was Dr. Sargent.
Okay.
The second doctor that had administrated it to me was Dr. Lawrence Gambaluca with the Belle Chasse Community Health Center in Belle Chasse, Louisiana.
Okay, Lawrence
Yeah, Lawrence
Gambaluca.
Gambaluca.
Okay, and then where is Dr. Gambaluca out of again? Belle
He
Chasse?
was with he yeah he was in the Belle Chasse Community Health Center in Belle Chasse, the only community health that we had at the time.
Center. Okay, give me 1 second. Yep, I see him right here.
Yeah, he's not even open anymore, huh? He's retired now, I think. But yeah, he was my doctor for a long time after Dr. Robert. I'm sorry, after Dr.
Sergeant.
Sergeant moved across the river to the
Okay.
Memorial Baptist, and the building was,
Okay.
anyway.
Absolutely. Okay. And then
Well, I did chemo, right? I did a treatment when I was in Hobbs, New Mexico.
okay, let me add that
Yeah,
also.
so in 17,
Chemotherapy.
18, and 19,
Okay. So what was the pharmacy where the Depo-Provera was prescribed to? Or this?
I want to say Decal Drugs are, wait a minute, Decals Wait. And car drugs. I know for sure car, CARR. We
Okay.
use car drugs, and then we use
Car drugs, was that,
nickel.
where was that out of? What
So
city?
there was only one time that I did it like that. The rest of the time, it was administrated in the office.
Okay. So then I'll just put the health center Algiers then.
Yeah, the office in
Okay.
Algiers did it for me. The first time, or the second time, I think we got it at the Dequal Drugs, and
Okay.
then we used the patio drugs, but I didn't like doing it like that.
Okay.
So I started going in, and they would give it to me in
Okay.
my butt, like on my hip. And I
Okay.
actually have a permanent mark. You can see it.
Okay. And then what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma? Did they do a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yeah, so it was a post.
Okay. Okay. Did they also do a CT scan and an MRI?
Yeah, well, they did. Yeah, they did all kinds of stuff on me. I
Okay.
even actually at one time they gave me the Dilaudid because I was in pain in my head, and it caused me to have cardiac arrest.
Oh my
And
God.
I flatlined, and I was admitted into that was on the 4th of July, and I was admitted into the hospital in St. Tammany Parish at
Okay.
St. Tammany, not St. Tammany, at Slidell Memorial on
Okay.
the second care unit,
Okay, I'm
second floor.
sorry to hear that. So you were hospitalized for the meningioma?
For them, they give me the Dilaudid because I was in pain, and I
Okay.
went into cardiac arrest.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Okay, and then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma?
He originally was so I took a job in Hobbs, New Mexico, and I was working for Tommy Lee, which is an energy company, and I was in Midland, Texas when I fell out and at the desert, I call it the desert plant. And hang on one second. Let me move my charger. I'm trying to remember. It was an Indian doctor.
What was the name of the facility?
So that was the first time when they said yeah, and then they sent me to the hospital. It was Pelican. What is it? Pelican. I'm having trouble thinking. My head's hurting again. So.
Pelican Medical Specialists.
Yeah, something like that. Pelican something. And that day was oh, so that was around that was before Valentine's Day. Oh my God, how did I forget that?
Was that in Denison,
2017.
Texas?
Yeah, that was in Midland, Texas.
Okay.
No, that was in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Okay, Hobbs, New Mexico. Let me
Yeah,
see
and
if I
that was
can
in
find it.
2017. Now my
Okay.
brother's calling. These people are getting on my nerves. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's see, 'cause I just see a Pelican, Hobbs, New Mexico.
Okay, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, that was in 2017. The day before Valentine's Day in Hobbs, New Mexico. The place was located next to a place called Diamond Leals.
Called what?
Diamond Leals. It was like a restaurant bar where you can eat. This place was right by it. It was like the
Was it a
clinic place.
hospital or a medical clinic?
Yeah. It was a medical clinic that has like X-rays. It's a full functioning
Okay.
medical place. Like it's like a mini hospital.
Okay, so I'm looking at Hobbs. I don't see any Pelican, but I see a Hobbs Family Health Center.
It may have been. It may have. Maybe I was thinking it was
I
that,
see
and it may have been it.
Presbyterian Medical Services. I see.
Wait. So, is there a Pelican place in Lubbock, Texas?
Let me see.
Pelican Medical in Lubbock, Texas.
There is Covenant Medical in Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, no, that's the hospital where I went and I started doing my treatments. That
okay.
was at on the Loving Highway, I think, LOVING. I keep forgetting.
In Lubbock,
so
Texas?
That's the hospital that I started the chemo at. On the 3rd, I did 3, it was like 2.5, almost 3 years, in 17, 18, and the beginning of 19.
Okay, let's see, and it was Covenant.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, March 17th of 2017.
Okay, let's see, so I see Covenant Medical Center on 19th Street.
Is that, I'm going to say North Loving. North Lovington. Is it Lovington or Lovington? I'm not sure if it's V or B.
I just see for Covington in Lubbock, I just see the addresses as 20th Street and 19th Street. Was it a Pelican where you were?
No, well, the hospital is where I had the chemo at, and the doctor there was Dr. Cavisa, I think, like Carabanda.
Carabanda.
That was the K A V I T. I'm trying to remember. K-A-V-I-T-H-A, Kavita, Kurabanda.
Okay.
And then they called her Dr. K.
And she was out of Lubbock, Texas, or what city was she in?
Yeah, she was the one that diagnosed me with the post-meningina, and that was actually in Lubbock. That was, I'm trying to remember the name of the apartment I lived in then. But
okay.
it was.
Yes, I see a Dr. Kavita Dontheretti, UT
yes.
Health, East Texas. Or
yes.
I see a Kavita. Let me see.
Carabanda.
Yeah, Kavita Karanadidi.
Carabanda. She taught me, it took me a long time to figure out her name. But,
Lovett,
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, it's in Lovett.
With Covenant?
Yeah, that was with Covenant. And I want to say that was, I want to say 1900 Highway? 1900 or 20 something? Hang on. There's a highway. 29 North Lovington. Wow. Yeah, I can't remember, but it was in March of 2017 because it was on my birthday.
Okay.
And
okay, yeah, so I see Covington on Lovington Highway, Covenant Medical Group Women's Health in Hobbs, New Mexico on Lovington
mm-hmm.
Highway.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hobbs, New Mexico, Lovington Highway, Covenant Medical Group, is that where you were diagnosed with meningioma?
I'm not quite sure if that's the place. It's been a long time to me to, like, really reciprocate,
so.
Exactly. But I know that it was before Valentine's Day,
okay.
And I was there working, and my kids,
okay.
Oh, my daughter... My kids were, like, not living with me then, so, because I was working at that plant.
Yeah, so you've mentioned Covington, and you mentioned Lovington Highway, and then you also mentioned Hobbs.
Yeah,
so Hobbs,
the reason why I mentioned Hobbs is because when I got sick and I passed out,
yeah,
the ambulance brought me to a clinic, like emergency room building in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Okay, and was that on Lovington Highway or no?
No, it wasn't. I don't
Because
remember
there's
the.
only a Levington Highway in. I don't see a Covington that's also in
So
Lubbock.
that should be in Lovington, Texas. No, the Covington is in Hobbs. It's Hobbs Hospital.
Okay. Is where you
That's
went
right.
for the first
That's
time?
right. Yeah. So let's see.
Hobbs Hospital,
Covington.
Covington. Oh, yeah, Covenant
Yeah.
Health, Hobbs
Covington.
Hospital.
In Hobbs, New Mexico.
And that's on North Lovington Highway, is that right?
Oh, I want to say yes. It's been a long time since I got up and looked at myself.
And so is were you diagnosed with the meningeal met at the
So
Hobbs, New
I was
Mexico?
diagnosed at the clinic that something was wrong because I had a big knot on the back of my head, and I
Okay.
had these like looked like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at first. I had some removed, and they scraped them, and then that's when they told me that I needed to go,
Okay.
and
I
that
see. I see a Hobbs Medical Clinic on Del Paso in
yes,
Hobbs. That
that's
was it.
Del Paso is where the Diamond Leals is.
Okay. So Hobbs Medical Clinic, is this where you were diagnosed with meningioma? Okay. No.
No, that's where, I'm sorry, I'm really tired. I wake
That's
up really early in the
okay.
morning.
Okay.
That's where I originally was
So I need
told
the
that I might,
diagnosing to place.
yeah, so that was in, so 2015 was when they put me on the machine and they seen it and they said, okay, this is what it may be. We need to send x-rays. We need to do this and do that. So
Okay.
they sent me to do that. I never heard anything back from them.
Where did they
So
send
I,
you?
where did they send me?
Yeah, or what doctor told you you were
So
diagnosed with meningioma?
that would be that's so the permanent diagnosis was in 2017 at the Covenant.
Covenant in what city?
And I'm sorry, and the Covenant is in Hobbs, New Mexico.
Okay, so it was Covenant in Hobbs, New Mexico, where you were diagnosed with meningioma.
Yeah.
Okay,
Oh,
thank you.
try. Can you look it up? Like 4900 North Loving.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Wait, I
4900 North. Yep, you are.
am?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying really hard,
No, you're
and I'm
doing
trying so hard that
great.
I'm actually falling asleep.
Oh no. Okay, you're doing
Okay.
great. You got it. You got it perfect. 4900 not North Lovington Highway.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then
Is that Lovington or Lovington? I always get it
T-O-N.
confused. So love, LOVE
Loving
or
ton.
ING.
Yep, ING
Okay,
ton.
Lovington.
Yeah, loving ton.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then what was, do you recall the name of the doctor you saw on Lovington Highway?
Yeah, that was that doctor. Yeah, I told you the name a second
Oh,
ago.
okay. That's okay. I have it on a different tab. Let me open it. So
Yeah.
let's see. Okay.
The school bus dropped some kids off and they're running around, and I'm trying to remember stuff, and my head's just wanting to go to sleep.
Okay, Dr. Kavitha
Yes, and she's an Indian
Kirubanan.
doctor.
Yeah, I see her. Kirubanan Dan. Man. Kavitha.
Right.
KIRUBANANDAN. Okay, and what was
Wait.
her?
I'm saying yeah, like I know, but I
She's
don't know.
a, was she a family medicine physician in Hobbs, New Mexico?
Yeah, she's the one who did the my chemo. I started my chemo for
Okay.
like 2.5, almost 3 years there,
Okay. So
and
she was
she.
also your treating doctor?
She.
Because
I
she
think she
treated
would
you?
come in. She would come in sometimes and scratch my head and talk to me and check me.
Okay.
And
Was she the doctor that admit like treated you? Because you said
yeah,
she treated
she was
you.
my yeah. And
And you
that was
saw
around my
her.
birthday
Okay. And did you see her at
in March.
Covenant Health in Love
Yes.
on Lovington? Okay.
Yes.
So then you were diagnosed and treated at Covington Health Hobbs Hospital?
Yeah, well, no, when I first, Let me see. So when I first got sick, I went to that clinic.
Yeah,
That's when they
but
said I
then
had
they
this
sent you
thing,
elsewhere.
and then they sent me to the hospital.
Okay, so yeah, we need. So the clinic wasn't the one that diagnosed you, the hospital diagnosed you?
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
Okay,
I'm
good.
sorry, I'm having trouble remembering exactly. But
That's okay.
the clinic was the one who actually noticed the knot in my head. And
And then they sent you to the hospital to get further checked. Okay, so yeah, then it would have been the
So that was
hospital.
2017.
Okay, and then it was Dr. Kavitha K.
Yes.
Okay, and then her specialty, she was, what was her specialty? Was she a family practice, a family doctor, family medicine?
I'm going to be honest to you. I found her in the hospital. I didn't, like...
She was assigned to you?
Yeah, well, really fine to me. When I went there, she, I was diagnosed, and then I started going every time to see her.
Okay. Yeah, I see she's a specialist in general surgery. Or, sorry, I see she's a specialist in, sorry, family medicine. Okay, and then were you ever diagnosed with cancer before being diagnosed with meningioma?
Nope, and I never had memory problems, and I never had psychiatric problems until afterwards.
Okay, and what was the first date that you were hospitalized for meningioma?
So, the first day I was hospitalized?
Yeah, roughly.
Let me see something. Is that there? And Isaac went into the Marines. He made 18 October 20th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So, wait. Say that question again. I was checking what I was doing.
When
this
were
is not
you?
Cool.
When were you first hospitalized for the meningioma?
Okay, the first hospitalized. I'm gonna say, I feel like I'm gonna tell you a wrong answer, and I don't want to get in trouble
it's
for
okay.
lying.
No, you won't get in trouble for lying because your medical records will show. The attorneys just
Yes,
need the
they will
information
reflect.
to the best of your memory. They understand if you don't recall the exact dates. The month
Yeah,
and the
I
year
mean,
are fine.
So, 2002, so I'm going to say around 2017.
Okay. And then I have
2016, 2017.
Okay. So I have that you were first diagnosed March 17th of 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wish I can show you my head. Like, it looks normal, and then when you move my hair, I have a red line that's going across the top of my head, and it kind of bulges a little bit. And I'm putting them off and going to the store so I can put my school bag.
And then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera the end of 1998. December of 1998.
No, I didn't stop using it. Then I said, hang on. So I was using it, and then let's see, my daughter was born October of 98, and maybe around November, December.
Yeah, November, December
of
1998.
Oh, so in 98, it was before Isaac was born in October, so January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. So maybe November of the following year, prior year?
98 or 99?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, my God, I'm confused again. When I started using it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, 98.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Then,
please bear
that's
with
okay.
me.
No, of course,
I'm
I
really,
appreciate your patience also.
No, I'm really sorry.
No,
I'm
don't
really,
apologize.
Like,
don't apologize.
I get
confused. You're doing great. You're doing great.
I don't know whether I'm supposed to get up and turn left or turn right.
Okay, I have that you stopped using Depo-Provera July 4th of 2009.
Yeah.
Around
And
there,
then
okay.
when you got up and went and did it again.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, that Bobby was, I was pregnant. That's what it was. I had found out I was pregnant.
Okay, and then okay, I'm just copying the information down. Okay.
I remember going and sitting in that place and having to sit there and then putting the thing on the back of my hair and me having to cut all my hair off and waking up and my hair just was getting thinner and thinner and I couldn't figure it out.
And that was at
And
Covington.
but where? I'm
On
so tired.
Lovington Highway.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like literally going in and out over here. My head is hurting
Oh
really
my God, I'm so sorry. We're
bad. Do
almost
you have a
done.
portal where I can take the pictures and send them?
So the attorneys will have a portal for you to do that. My job right now is first to get the information, send over the retainer
Okay.
document first, and then
Yeah.
so bear with me. We're almost done.
Yeah,
Okay.
I can't make it out. Like, I just went through one of those spells again that I was trying to explain you. It doesn't with him. He. I don't know. Never mind. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm delirious
Okay.
again.
Okay. And then,
Damn. This happens to me. I'm
yeah.
sorry. I really am.
No, don't
Since this is,
apologize.
since this has happened and I've gone this long. Sometimes I'm talking out the side of my mouth like I'm confused or something.
Okay. And then when, roughly what dates, roughly what month and what year were you in the hospital because of the meningioma?
And what he likes. I'm sorry. It's just is happening to me way too much. And let me stand up for a minute
Okay.
and try to. Dang, I'm sorry. I don't know why it's happening to me. I haven't. It's not happened like this in a long time. I guess because I'm thinking really hard.
I'm so sorry. We're almost done.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. This is not going to affect me, is it? Like I
No,
don't.
absolutely not. Take as
Just
much
tell the
time as
lawyer
you
that
need.
I'm really having problems. Like, I need to have this
Yeah.
surgery again. I'm supposed to go see another doctor after the first of the year because of
Okay.
me. I'm going, what's going on? But I was, sometimes I'm talking and then, like, I get so stressed out, I start, like, dozing off and then I'm talking out
Okay.
the side of my head.
Okay. So I'll just put medical records will show. That's okay if you can't recall the dates. Do you,
Say it again, the dates of what?
of when you were hospitalized, I can just put medical records will show.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
when I had that, I was hospitalized. I want to say 2017, what, or 2016. That's when I went into cardiac, right? Is that what you're asking about that date?
No, I'm asking when you were hospitalized for meningioma.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I know that, but I was just trying to say I was hospitalized a couple of times.
Yeah, okay.
I went to the hospital because I was in pain,
Okay.
and they gave me the
Yeah.
Depo-Provera, the shot. Oh my gosh, I told you earlier. Oh my gosh, and I went into cardiac arrest. That was in
Okay.
Slidell. And then
Okay.
before that was 20. This is Lubbock. This is 16. 15 to 17. So 17, 2017.
Great. Okay, perfect. I'll put
I'm
2017.
sorry.
That's okay.
I
And
literally
then,
had to stand up. Like, the back of my head is throbbing right now.
oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am waiting. for this doctor, the neurologist over here, and they're so backed up. They got me after the first of the year. And I feel like it's coming. I don't know if it's coming back, but I got those little bumps again like I had before, like sores. That I have a big knot in the back of my head where you push down. Like if you bring your hand softly down it, you can feel there's a big dip into that, into my spine.
Okay. Well, okay, so we only have two more questions left. Bear with me. Do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
We can provide them if requested because they're going to be on file.
Yep. That's fine. And then the last question, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the emergency contact would be my niece. That's going to be Kelsey. Hang on one second. I'm going to, because I know she got married. I don't know what last name she's going by. Do you mind if we call her real quick?
Oh, it's okay. We don't need the last name. Just the first name and the phone number is fine.
Okay. So she's my niece and she lives here. She takes care of me sometimes because I could, like, how I was, like, I'm fine now, but she takes care of me a lot. And they, and a lot of people can vouch, like, talk out the side of my head sometimes. Jesus Christ. And I have severe spine, like, in my neck and my, like, in my back. Almost feels like when I stand up, like, if you have, like, a pinched nerve, like, in your butt. That's how it feels in my back of my head and my neck. Okay. And her name is Kelsey. Her phone number is, I call her my KK love. She's 23 years old. And her phone number is 463-8978.
What's the zip code or the area code?
I'm sorry. I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. It's
504-463-8979.
Yes. Okay. If you want to call it to make sure that's the right number for me.
Okay. Well, my job's just to put it down first. I can call it after we get off the phone.
That's fine. That's fine. It's four o'clock.
Okay.
I need to go. My truck is broke down outside, and I gotta get this battery to Walmart.
Okay. We're almost done. I just need to send over the retainer agreement for you to look over and sign. Okay.
What is your name?
My name is Jeanette.
You have a pretty name. Thank you for helping me.
Of course, and I appreciate your patience, and I know this is bringing a lot of stuff back in the date, so I appreciate you trying your best.
You know, I always think about other people first, and I always worry, like, my baby, is he ever going to be okay? Will he ever be able to read? Will he ever be able to be okay, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to
I wonder how many women went through this and their children also have, you know, like, problems.
Yeah.
Is his autism from that? We don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just, I'm going to send over these documents so I don't take up any more of your time. Give me one second. I have your date of birth as March 9th, 1981.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have your mailing address as 2605 Bay Adams Drive, Marrero,
yes,
Louisiana, 70072.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have your social as 439-439-4482.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have your name down as M-A-L-I-S-S-A. And then
it's Melissa.
And then Gwen Nip Sprinkle.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Melissa, you're going to get a text message as well as a email. Let me know when you see that text come through. That'll be DocuSign. It'll say Jeanette Butler at MassTorch Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay. You know, my baby brother, his name is Butler.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's Matthew Butler. Yep, he's in Georgia. Okay, so I have a docket. Review docket.
Review DocuSign. Does it say Jeanette Butler?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay, go ahead and press that
Wow.
link. And then a pop-up will come up that's asking if do you to consent to receive SMS messages. You're going to press yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And then do you see a continue button?
Yes, ma'am, I have to allow it.
Yep.
Continue. So you're going to call Kelsey to make sure that's the number for her.
Yes, I will
Okay.
give her a call to make sure that's the
So,
number for
hey,
her.
tell Kelsey that I have her for emergency, and there, what happens is if they can't get through to me, they will get through to her for release of. I say that again. What is it? What
Just
is it that they're going to do?
no, just in case they can't reach you for an extended period of time, they'll just reach out to her. That's
And
all.
you want to give her emergency number?
Yeah,
And do you want an emergency number? Like, so I have her, the number I gave you, and can I give you two numbers for her? Because they take care of me sometimes. Like, and they'll tell you, like, if Kelsey's not here, then
Sure,
Josh takes care of me.
let me add an additional number in the notes if I can. It
Okay.
just gives me one area to leave Okay, what's
Yes,
the other
ma'am.
phone
I'm
number?
sorry. Okay, and I'm gonna finish this up right here. I agree. Continue.
And then do you see a start button?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Start next.
Yeah.
Okay. Sign. And draw your signature. Melissa, thank you. Hey. Hey. Then you guys yep for hang on, I'll tell you. I just need the orange. Okay. All right. Is that okay? Okay. Okay. No, that looks so crappy. Hang on.
GP select style, it will input one for you.
What do you mean?
Do you see an option that says select style, clear?
Oh. Yeah, let me clean select style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And then press adopt and sign.
That's not okay. I'm fine. I'm trying. I don't know why, but my eyes seem to be getting blurry too
Oh,
sometimes. Like I
okay.
can't. Okay, so 12/20/24. Fine. I hit the blue, that one? That
Yeah,
one?
the highlighted, yeah.
Okay, let's make sure I'm on the right thing. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh,
It's okay.
shoot.
It'll
Okay.
take you to different areas.
Okay. All right. All right. Finish.
Okay. And then what is that other emergency contact number you'd like me to list?
Okay. So that would be 504-657-6625.
Six 25. And what is the name for that number?
That is so my niece Kelsey, this is her husband
Okay.
Josh Bonneville, Bonnevillian is something you say.
Okay, I'll just put B.
B-O, it's
Yeah.
yeah, it's a BONVILLION. And his phone
ION.
number is 504-657-6625.
Okay, great. I will go ahead and add that. Perfect. Yep, I see your signature here. So you're all set for today. The next thing that'll happen is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be reaching out to start their case verification and just verify that it's okay for them to start requesting medical records.
Yes.
They'll They'll call, they typically, I believe, call from a 909 number. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. I will send you a text message from my desk number. It's a 949 number. I'll include Pulaski Legal's phone number in there. So if you don't hear from them within the next 2 weeks, give them a call yourself, okay?
Okay. You wouldn't happen to have that number, would you?
Yeah.
Did you just know the first?
I have the number. Would you? I can send it to you in a text message, or I can give it to you right
Okay.
now, whichever is easier for
Okay.
you.
Yeah,
Okay.
right now I've been kind of writing
Yeah.
like down a little bit because I will forget them.
Okay. So, their phone number, it's Pulaski, Pulaski.
Aski, and the
Yep.
number is 909
906
906
3862.
3862.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I
Okay.
needed that. Thank you. I needed that. For some reason, I feel a little better. I just need him to
Good.
give me an orange.
Okay, good. So,
Sometimes it works. Like fruit,
yeah, it
I guess it's
helps.
some. It's. I mean, it doesn't really help with the body, but it helps me be able to not have, like, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
I'll find out more when I go to this neurologist
Yeah.
doctor. I'm trying to. You know what? I might actually have the name of that place. Let me see something.
You can provide that to the attorneys. They might request because you haven't seen them yet, right? They haven't done an
Yeah, no,
evaluation
this is
until.
a second. I haven't seen them yet. I've seen other
Okay.
doctors, but this
Okay.
is because I'm still having ongoing problems.
Okay. Absolutely.
Like, I don't think they removed some of them. They found that one in the back of my head or whatever, and they moved those. I don't
Okay.
think that they got everything. I think that over a period of time, it's still in me or something. Or
Okay.
maybe just what happened, it really has messed with my brain.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't
Absolutely.
know. Nobody knows.
Okay.
My boyfriend slash fiance, nothing to me anymore. He's broken up with me because he's like, "You're fucking lying." I was like, "What?" And he's like, "Look how you're acting." And I'm like, he doesn't realize that I have a tumor in my head, and I'm not reciprocating to what's going on, and I'm all confused. And then he thinks
Yeah.
I'm lying, and just it's
Oh my
horrible. So,
gosh.
and I really love him. Like, that's really sad. Like, I feel like they're responsible for messing me up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm so sorry you went through and you are still going through all of this because of Depo Provera. Hopefully this gets you one step closer to feeling some kind of vindication. I know it
Yeah,
won't take
can I
back
ask you a
everything you went
question?
through. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
want to ask you a question. So since some of this has started happening, like in my lymph nodes, I get like these boils, like bumps and boils, and then they go away. Do you think that has anything to do with that?
I wouldn't be able to know. Unfortunately, I'm not a doctor.
Okay, yeah.
So
Because, like, my
I'd be
lymph
the
nodes
wrong
swell
person to
up.
ask for
Yeah.
sure.
Okay. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
that's
I'm not going to
okay.
sit on your phone.
No, that's okay. So I was just going to mention you'll receive another email with the completed DocuSign that you can save in your email for your records. Okay, Melissa?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to
Okay.
save everything.
Okay.
Are we done? I have to hurry
Yes,
up and
we are
go before
done.
I get a battery.
Yep, we're done. You have a great rest of your day, okay? And God
Thank you
bless.
so much, Miss Jeanette, and you as well. Take care of yourself and the
Thank
family.
you. Bye.
Bye.